Agrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, congratulations to all the devotees for having organized the Rath Yatra, which went off very well. Special thanks to the Russian Kirtan team who kept the Kirtan going, enthusiastically singing and dancing even after several hours. I think they got a little exhausted by that. Yesterday, in describing in brief some of the pastimes of some of the devotees, I forgot to describe about Raghunandan Thakur. So I can say today. Yesterday was a special day for remembering him, but we can always remember the Vaishnavas at any day. One particular pastime of Raghunandan Thakur is very well known. He was from Srikhanda, which is so the present day great center of Vaishnavism. So his father was engaged in worshipping Krishna, deity of Krishna. And one day his father had to go away on some business, some work to do. So he told his young son Raghunandana that you have to do all the regular service now to the deity while I'm away. You have to offer the food to the Lord so that he can eat and then do the arati and all these things. So Raghunandan, a young boy, innocent young boy, when he came to offer the food to the Lord, he did according to the procedure that his father had told him. So he brought in the offering plate and did the prokshanam and all the required things, did the offering. And then he sat there, expecting Krishna to eat. He said to Krishna, I did everything my father told me, so now you should eat. And Krishna just stood there. He said, please eat, please, it's all meant for you, eat it. Then he became very sorry, thinking, oh, I must have done something wrong. Maybe I didn't offer it properly. So then he implored Krishna. Implored means kakuti. Like that, praying in a very plaintive way. Do you have that word, kakuti? Not, maybe it's a Bengali word, not a Sanskrit word. He said, please, if you don't take then my father will be very upset with me because he told me to feed, give the food to you for you to eat. Because he didn't know any high philosophy that Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vritti Manti, Krishna eats with his eyes. So Krishna became obliged and he had to actually eat the offering with his hands and put it in his mouth. So then the young boy was very satisfied and Krishna was very satisfied also. But when his father came back, he said, did you do everything? You offered everything? Did the arati, everything? And he said, yes? Okay, so where's the prasad? He said, well, Krishna ate everything. He didn't leave anything. What do you mean? Well, you told me to offer it to Krishna so he could eat it. So he ate it. His father became suspicious that maybe the boy himself had eaten it all. But he didn't say anything. So again, he had to go, on another day, his father had to go out at midday for some work. And again, the whole same scene unfolded. His father became doubtful that my boy is making a great offense. He's eating the food which is meant for the Lord. But he thought, well, maybe what he's saying is true. He seems to be very sincere. Maybe the Krishna's actually directly eating it. Who knows? So on another day, he told Raghunandan, okay, I'm going out again. This Narahari, I'm going out again. But he didn't actually go out. He just hid himself so the boy couldn't see him, so that he could see what's going on. And then again, Raghunandan implored, you please, you have to eat, you must eat. And Krishna ate. Then afterwards his father said, actually I'm worshipping Krishna all these years, but you're so much more dear to Krishna than me, because Krishna ever never ate like that for me. Okay, so that's a well-known story about Raghunandana. Now I'll read some verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Leela, chapter 6. The glories of Sri Advaita Acharya, Sri Advaita Mahima. Vandetam Srimad Advaita Acharyam Adbhuta Cheshtitam Yasya Prasadad Agyopi Tatswarupam Nirupayet. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Advaita Acharya, whose activities are all wonderful. By his mercy, even a foolish person can describe his characteristics. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I'll go on to the next one. Pancha Shloke Kahilo Sri Nityananda Tatta Shloka Daye Kahi Adaita Chaje Mahatta. So the author, Krishnadas Kaviraj, is referring back to the previous chapter. In five verses, I have described the principle of Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Tattva. Then in the following two verses, I describe the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Mahavishnu Jagat Karta Mayaya Srijatyadaha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaita Acharyam Ishvaraha. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitam harena advaitad acharyam bhakti sangshanat bhaktavataram isham tam advaita acharyam ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Adaita Charja Goshai Shakhatisha Jaha Mohima Nahe Jibe Gocha. Sri Advaita Acharya is indeed directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Yeah. If you listen very carefully, you can get exactly the same words. Here it said, Sakshat Ishvara. His glory is beyond the conception of ordinary living beings. Jaha Mahima Nahe Jibe Gocha. Mahavishnu Srishti Karen Jagadadi Karja Taravatar Shakat Adaita Acharya. Mahavishnu performs all the functions for the creation of the universes. Sri Advaita Acharya is his direct incarnation. Jai Purusha Srishti Sthiti Karen Mayai Ananta Brahmanda Srishti Karen Lilai. That Purusha creates and maintains with his external energy. He creates innumerable universes in his pastimes. Ichayananta Murti Karen Prakash Eto Ek Murte Karen Brahmande Prabesh. By his will, he manifests himself in unlimited forms in which he enters each and every universe. She Purusha Angsha Adaita Nahi Kichu Bhed Sharira Visheshtar Nahik Biched. Sri Advaita Acharya is a plenary portion of that Purusha. And so is not different from him. Indeed, Sri Advaita Acharya is not separate. But is another form of that Purusha. Shahai Karenta Loya Pradhan Koti Brahmanda Karen Ichai Nirman. He, Advaita Acharya, helps in the pastimes of the Purusha. With whose material energy and by whose will He creates innumerable universes. Jagat Mangaladaita Mangal Gunadham Mangal Charitra Sada Mangal Jarnam. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities and names are always auspicious. And actually, he was known in early life as Mangal. That was his name. Koti Angsha Koti Shakti Koti Avatar Etoloya Srije Purush Shakal Shangsha. Mahavishnu creates the entire material world with millions of his parts, energies and incarnations. Maya Joiche Dui Angsha Nimitta Upadan Maya Nimitta Hetu Upadan Pradhan Purushishar Oiche Dvimurti Hoya Vishwa Srishti Kare Nimitta Upadan Aloya. Just as the external energy consists of two parts, the efficient cause, Nimitta, and the material cause, Upadan, Maya being the efficient cause and Pradhan, the material cause, so Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumes two forms to create the material world with the efficient and material causes. You better read that. It's a bit tough.
ఈ విధంగా అయితే ఈ భౌతిక శక్తి రెండు భాగాలు కలిగి ఉంటుందో, ఆ రెండు భాగాలు ఏమిటి అంటే నిమిత్త, రెండవది ఉపాదాన. అయితే ఈ నిమిత్త కారణం ఏదైతే ఉందో అది మాయ అవగా, ఈ ఉపాదాన ఏదైతే ఉందో అది ప్రధాన అని చెప్పుకుంటున్నారు. కాబట్టి ఈ విష్ణువు రెండు రూపాలను ధరిస్తారు. దేనికోసం అంటే ఈ విశ్వాన్ని సృష్టించడం కోసం. ఈ విశ్వ సృష్టి అనేది ఈ నిమిత్త మరియు ఉపాదాన శక్తుల చేత చేయబడుతుంది.
Two kinds of causes.
రెండు రకాల కారణాలు.
Nimitta means the willing cause, the one, the agency by what that is done. There's a long purport to this.
నిమిత్త అంటే ఈ ఇచ్ఛా శక్తి ఏదైతే ఉందో దాని గురించి చెప్తున్నారు.
అండ్ ఉపాదాన్ ఇస్ ది ఇంగ్రీడియంట్స్.
ఉపాదాన అనేది దానికి కావాల్సినటువంటి పదార్థాలు.
ది కామన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ గివెన్ ఇస్ దట్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ అ క్లే పాట్ ఇస్ ద పాటర్ ఇస్ వన్ కాజ్ అండ్ అనదర్ కాజ్ ఇస్ ద క్లే.
ఒక సాధారణంగా చెప్పబడే ఉదాహరణ ఏమిటంటే, ఒక మట్టి కుండకి కారణం ఏమిటంటే ఆ మట్టి తయారు చేసే కుమ్మరి, రెండవది ఆ మట్టి, రెండు కూడా దానికి కారణం.
Apane Purusha Bishe Nimitta Karan Adaita Rupe Upadan Hon Narayan. Lord Vishnu himself is the efficient Nimitta cause of the material world.
Vishnu swayamga ee Nimitta Karanam yokka bhautika prapanchaniki.
And Narayana in the form of Sri Advaita is the material cause, Upadan.
Ante ee Advaita roopamlo unnatuvanti Narayanunte Upadana Karanamga cheppochu.
Nimitam she kare teho mayate ikhan upadana daita karen brahmanda srijan. Lord Vishnu in his efficient aspect glances over the material energy, and Sri Advaita as the material cause creates the material world.
Ante ee bhautika shakti aina nimitta roopamlonu tarvata upadana roopamlo yokka bhautika prapanchanni srushtinchadam jarugutundi.
Jadapi shankamane pradhan karan jara hoite kabunahe jagat srijan. Although the Sankhya philosophy accepts that the material ingredients are the cause, the creation of the world never arises from dead matter.
Sankhya shastra em cheptundante ee bhautika padarthalanni kuda jada padartham nunchi vastunnayi jeevam anedi ani cheptunnaru kani ee vidhanga shastra lo oppukuntundi ee jeevam anedi
Nija Srishti Shakti Prabhu Sanchare pradhane ishare shakte tabe hoyeto nirmane. The Lord infuses the material ingredients with His own creative potency. Then by the power of the Lord, Ishvara Shakti, creation takes place. Adaita rupe kare shakti sancharan ataiva adaita hoyen mukhya karan. In the form of Advaita, He infuses the material ingredients with creative energy. Therefore, Advaita is the original cause of creation. Advaita chaja koti brahmande karta ar ek ek murte brahmande bharata. Sri Advaita Acharya is the creator of millions and millions of universes. And by his expansions as Garbhodakshai Vishnu, he maintains each and every universe. Shri Narayana Mukha Anga Advaita Anga Shabde Angsha Kari Kahe Bhagavata. Sri Advaita is the principal limb, Anga, of Narayana. Srimad Bhagavatam speaks of limb, Anga, as a plenary portion, Angsha of the Lord. Narayana Stramna Hisarva Dehinam Atmasyadhishak Killa Loka Sakshi Narayanongam Narabhu Jalayanat Jalayanat Tachapi Satyamnata Vaiva Maya. O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father Narayana? O Lord of Lords, you are the seer of all creation. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not therefore my father Narayan? This is Brahma speaking. Narayan refers to one whose abode is in the water born from Nara. Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And that Narayana is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creations of Maya. Ishwarer Anga Angsha Chidanandamai Maya Sambandha Nahi Eishloke Koi. This verse describes that the limbs and plenary portions of the Lord are all spiritual. They have no relationship with the material energy. Angsha na kohiya kene koho tare anga Angsha hoite anga jate hoi antaranga. Why has Sri Advaita been called a limb and not a part? The reason is that limb, anga, implies greater intimacy. Mahavishnu Angsha Advaita Gunadham Ishvare Abhed Tei Advaita Purnanam. Sri Advaita, who is a reservoir of virtues, Gunadham, is the main limb, Anga, of Mahavishnu. His full name is Advaita. For he is identical in all respects with that Lord. Purabe joiche koilo sharva bishe srijan Abhatari Kailo Ebe Bhakti Prabhartan. As he had formerly created all the universes, now he descended to introduce the path of bhakti. Jiva Nishtarilo Krishna Bhakti Karidan Gita Bhagavate Kailo Bhakti Bekhan. He delivered all living beings by offering the gift of Krishna Bhakti. He explained the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the light of devotional service. Bhakti upadesha binu tanahi karja ataiva nama hailo adaita acharya. Since he has no other occupation than to teach devotional service, his name is Advaita Acharya. Vaishnavera Guru Teho Jagate Arja Dui Nam Milane Hoilo Advaita Acharya. He is the spiritual master of all devotees and is the most revered personality in the world. By a combination of these two names, his name is Advaita Acharya. Kamala Nayane Teho Jate Onga Ongsha Kamala Kakari Pare Kamala Kakari Dhare Nama Avatongsha. Since he is a limb or part of the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, he also bears the name Kamalaksha. Ishara Sarupyapai Parishadagan Chaturbhuja Pita Bash Joiche Narayan. His associates have the same bodily features as the Lord. They all have four arms and are dressed in yellow garments like Narayana. Advaita Acharya Ishware Angsha Bharja Tara Tattva Nama Guna Shakali Ascharya. Sri Advaita Acharya is the principal limb of the Supreme Lord. His truths, means tata, names, and attributes are all wonderful. Jaha tulasi jale, jaha hunkare, shvagarna shahite chaitanya abhatare. He worshipped Krishna with tulsi leaves and water of the Ganga, and called for him in a loud voice. Thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on earth accompanied by his personal associates. Ja Dara Kailo Prabhu Kirtan Pracha Ja Dara Kailo Prabhu Jagatanishta. It is through him, Advaita Acharya, that Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement. And through him that he delivered the world. Acharya Goshaira Guna Mohimapa Jiva Koti Kotai Paibek Tarpa. Jiva Kita Kotai Paibek Tarpa. The glory and attributes of Advaita Acharya are unlimited. How can the insignificant living entities fathom them? Acharya Goshai Chaitanya Mukha Anga ar ek angata prabhu nityananda. Shri Advaita Acharya as a principal limb of Lord Chaitanya. Another limb of the Lord is Nityananda Prabhu. Prabhur upanga shivashadi bhaktagon hashta mukha netra anga chakradyastrasham. The devotees headed by Srivas are his smaller limbs. They are like his hands, face and eyes, and his disc and other weapons. So this refers to the Sangopangastra Parshadam. Eshab loya chaitanya prabhur biha eshab loya karen banchito pracha. With all of them, Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes, and with them he spread his mission. Madhavendra Purir Iho Shisha Egane Achajya Goshaire Prabhu Guru Korimane. Thinking he, Sri Advaita Acharya, is a disciple of Sri Madhavendra Puri, Lord Chaitanya obeys him, respecting him as his spiritual master. Lokik lilate dharma marjada rakhan stuti bhakte karenta charan bandhan. To maintain the proper etiquette for the principles of religion, Lord Chaitanya bows down at the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Acharya with reverential prayers and devotion. Chaitanya Goshai ke Acharya kare Prabhu Gyan Aponake Karenta Dash Abhiman. Sri Advaita Acharya, however, considers Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu his master, and he thinks of himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Abhiman Mukhe Apana Pashare Krishna Dasha Hau Jibe Upadesha Kare. He forgets himself in the joy of that conception, the conception of being a servant. And teaches all living entities, you are the servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, I'll take a little break here and I'll come back in 3 or 4 minutes. It's the last one I read. The transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so ecstatic that even the Lord himself plays the part of a devotee. Forgetting himself to be the Supreme, he personally teaches the whole world how to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the next verse, Krishna dasha abhimane jayananda shindhu koti brahma shukha nahe tarik bindu. The conception of servitude to Sri Krishna, Krishna dasha abhimana, generates such an ocean of joy in the soul, Ananda Sindhu, that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of it. Okay. Krishna Dasha Abhimane Jayananda Sindhu.
కోటి బ్రహ్మ సుఖత
ఈ ఆనంద సాగరం ఏదైతే ఆత్మలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఆనంద సాగరం అయితే ఉంటుందో అది ఈ బ్రహ్మంలో కలిసిపోవాలనేటువంటి భావం ఏదైతే ఉందో దానికంటే కూడా అతీతమైనటువంటిది. దాన్ని కొన్ని కొన్ని కోట్ల సార్లు గుణించినా సరే దాని దాంట్లో ఉన్నటువంటి ఆనందాన్ని అది మనకి ఇస్తుంది. దాని యొక్క ఒక చుక్కతో కూడా ఈ యొక్క బ్రహ్మానందాన్ని ఏదైతే ఉందో దాన్ని మనం పోల్చలేము అని చెప్పి
মুই সেই চৈতন্য দাস আর নিত্যানন্দ দাস ভাব সমান হে অন্যত্র আনন্দ. হি সেজ নিত্যানন্দ অ্যান্ড আই আর সার্ভেন্টস অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য. হি সেজ অদ্বৈত প্রভু সেজ নিত্যানন্দ অ্যান্ড আই আর সার্ভেন্টস অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য. Nowhere else is there such joy as that which is tasted in this emotion of servitude. Okay, I won't read the rest of the chapter. But I'll just summarize it. That in the rest of the chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how even so many great personalities, they identify themselves as a servant of the Supreme Lord. He describes that Loki or Lakshmi considers herself the maid servant of Krishna. Lakshmi in Bengali, Lakshmi.
Lakshmi Lakshmi in Bengali. ఆవిడ ఏ విధంగా తను తను కృష్ణుని యొక్క సేవకురాలుగా చెప్పుకుంటుందో కూడా ఇక్కడ వివరిస్తుంది.
And then the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all consider themselves his servants. Even Nanda Maharaj considers himself a servant. Evidence is offered from Shastra of this. And even Radha, who is known to be sometimes in loving competition with Krishna, ultimately she considers herself servant of Krishna. So this chapter, it's describing the glories of Advaita Acharya. But if you examine this chapter carefully, you can see it has a particular structure. It's not just some haphazard statements. First of all, it establishes Advaita as being non-different from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he's called Advaita. By his, through him, millions of universes are created. So we can just get some idea of his greatness by hearing this, but actually it's beyond our imagination. So he is non-different from the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, he finds that the position of servitorship to the Supreme Lord is most relishable. And he teaches this to the people of the world. Therefore, he's called Acharya. So first of all, it's established his greatness. Then it's established how he doesn't want to take a position as being great. He wants to take the position of being a servant. And the reason for this is given a little further on in this chapter. Krishna premer a ek apurva prabhav guru shama laghu ke karai dashobhav. Love for Krishna has this one unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals, and inferiors with the spirit of service to Krishna. So, hereby it is established that the position of being a servant of Krishna is more relishable than that of being Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. But there's more happiness in trying to make him happy than there is in being the receptacle of that happiness, the object of that, the patra of that happiness. And therefore Lord Chaitanya comes and his associates, including the other forms of the Supreme Lord, they come. To taste the happiness of serving Krishna. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. In this material world, everyone is trying to be the master. No one is happy. The more we try to be the master, the more we become unhappy. Or even if we try to be the servant of an unfit master, we also become unhappy. And there is no fit master in this world, so masters and servants, everyone is simply unhappy. So the prominent social philosophy of the modern age is to try to make everyone equal. But that is not possible, as was seen in the attempt. The most famous attempt was in the USSR, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Aikya, no, not really. It's equality, samata. Oh, I see. Sorry. Were you born during the time of any of you, USSR, Rajavilas? You must have. Did you experience the communist time? Others? Yeah. So it's not possible to make everyone equal.
Russia
And the attempt to do so doesn't make anyone happy. Therefore, one should find out the proper master. Bhavantamevanu charan nirantara. What's the next line? Prashanta nishesha manoratantara. Kadahamaikantika nitya kinkara praharshayashami sanata divita. This verse from the Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya is quoted here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Yamuna Acharya prays in ecstasy, that he is desiring to become the eternal servant of Krishna, Narayana. As a result of which he expects that the oscillations of the mind will come to an end. And he'll become very peaceful in his mind. When, he says, will I become known as your exclusive servitor? And become completely blissful, living my life with you as my Lord. So this highest bliss of identifying oneself as the servant of Krishna is our natural constitutional position. Jiveshu Rupoi Krishna Nityodas. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. That is our natural constitutional position to be the servant of Krishna. That's the only way to attain actual happiness, is to identify ourselves as the servant of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda and Advaita, they come to taste the happiness of service to Krishna. But they also act as acharyas, because by personally tasting the nectar of service to Krishna, they demonstrate that to others also. So in this way the name Advaita Acharya is described. In the Mangalacharan, the auspicious invocation of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the first chapter, these two Sanskrit verses describing Advaita are described, Advaita Prabhu. And those two verses are unpacked or explained in this chapter. So the essence is that Advaita Acharya teaches to be a devotee of Krishna. And actually to be the servant of 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 Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's famous teaching to be very humble, considering oneself to be like less than a piece of grass. Early 1989, I was in the Ardha Kumbh Mela at Allahabad, Prayagraj. So there was some famous, among so many sadhus there was some famous sadhu there. So I went with a god brother to see him.
అక్కడ చాలా మంది సాధువులు అనేక మంది ఉన్నారు. వాళ్ళలో సాధు దగ్గరికి నేను నా సతీర్థులతో కలిసి వెళ్ళాను.
So we introduced ourselves that we're in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he asked then, what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching? What is the essence of his teaching? So I offered Trinada Pisunichena, this verse. And he said, no, it's Chaito Darpana Marjanam, this verse. But he was wrong. We heard from Prabhupada, we didn't need to hear from him. Because that chanting of the holy names, the effect doesn't happen unless we imbibe this mood of utter humility. Harshe Prabhu Kahe Shuno Shuru Brahm Rai Nam Sankirtan Kalo Paramopa. Yeah, so first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarup Damada and Ramananda Rai that Nama Sankirtan is the main means in Kali Yuga. But ki rupe nama loile prema upajoy tara lakon shuno sarup ram rai. Then later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is the way, what is the means of chanting, what is the key by which prema arises when chanting? So the answer is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives it himself. Trinada pisunichena tarori vase hushna amani na amani dena kirtaniya sada hari hi. And this is the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. To consider oneself to be utterly insignificant, and to always glorify Krishna. And if one glorifies Krishna, he becomes glorious. Aho bata swapachoto gariyan yajjivha gai vartate namatu gyam tepas tapas te juhuvur sastra ya brahman ucha namagrinantiye te. Even if from the external point of view, one is born in a very degraded family, if the holy name of Krishna is always on his tongue, then he's surpassed all other stages of Vedic activity. And even though one becomes glorious by such chanting, he thinks the more one chants, the more one becomes advanced, the more humble one becomes. So we can practice that by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Advaita Prabhu's mercy. Becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. But not the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of anyone else except Krishna. Krishna is the center. To serve people's bodies or minds, or to serve someone's country, or to serve in some business, that will not help us. But if we don't become the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, then we have to serve some boss in some company. Or we have to serve our mundane family members. Or we serve our country. Or we serve our senses. Advaita Acharya teaches us who to serve and in which spirit of humility we should serve. All right, I'll finish there. Everyone's a little tired, it seems. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sometimes got tired after long chanting sessions. Transcendental tiredness. One morning, early morning, he went with his associates and they performed kirtan just around the temple of Jagannath. And as usual, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became absorbed in ecstasy. So the kirtan was going on and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy, and so they didn't want to stop the kirtan. But by midday, that means about 7 hours later, everyone was exhausted. But they didn't want to stop because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in complete ecstasy. He wasn't aware of the time or anything. He was chanting blissfully. So Swarup Damodara, he thought, what to do? The devotees are exhausted, no one took any prasadam, no one did their daily duties. So one by one, he stopped the devotees singing. Not that they just all of a sudden stopped, but gradually. So there was only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left chanting. So gradually the sound decreases and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going on dancing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then he realizes no one else is chanting. What happened? And Swarup Damodara explained to him, you see, actually it's midday and all the devotees have been chanting for 7 hours and everyone's tired and okay, all right. So you have to go and take your bath and take prasadam. Oh, all right. So then he took prasad and he had an invitation, so he came back to his residence for taking rest, as was his regular practice. But he just flopped in the doorway. He just came inside and didn't go inside fully. He just fell down in the doorway. And then it's described how Govinda, his servant, came to serve him. But the point I'm making here is that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he exhibited transcendental tiredness after performing much kirtan. So I guess we have an excuse also. But if we go on chanting like this throughout our life, then naturally in the next life we'll continue doing the same thing. People live like pigs and dogs and monkeys. In their next life they'll become pigs and dogs and monkeys.
బోతుల్లాగా కుక్కల్లాగా జీవిస్తూ ఉన్నారు, వచ్చే జీవితంలో కూడా అలాగే ఉంటారు.
And if we chant Hare Krishna throughout our life, then we'll have to go to the place where everyone's chanting Hare Krishna. All by the grace of Sri Advaita Acharya, by whose loud calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. That mercy which we received through Srila
Prabhupada.
There is a description actually in that book by Mula Prakriti Mataji. She described that before going to the West, Srila Prabhupada would often come to the place of Advaita Acharya at Shantipur. He was an unknown Vaishnava at that time. He would pray to Advaita, he would sit and chant for hours, chanting japa, and pray to Advaita Acharya for the mercy to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So Narottam Das's prayer, Tava Kripa Bole Pai Chaitanya Nitai, by your mercy, Advaita Acharya, we can receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. That has been fulfilled through the agency of Srila Prabhupada, who brought the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda to the whole world. Shri Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Fasting this morning? So you can, if the body needs some rejuvenation of energy, then have to chant and get some spiritual energy. But these young boys, they don't have to fast. There's some arrangement for them? Give them fruit. There's lots of fruit. Okay. In Shastra it states that Ekadashi fasting should be observed by everyone from age 8 to 80. But anyway, the young boys, you can give them some fruit. Hare Krishna.